didn't expect that. Thank you. Thank you guys for sharing. This morning, by the way, how do I say my name in Mandarin?
你们懂得我的中文名字怎么说吗?
张耀吉, 吉, 我的名字张耀吉, 吉, 吉, okay. Oh. 张耀, okay.
You don't need me then.
No, I need you. This morning, I want to talk to you about trusting in God.
在今天早上我跟大家分享就是信靠神。
And in a lot of ways, this morning I'm preaching to myself just as much as I'm preaching to you.
其实今天我跟你们讲道的时候，我是也是在跟我自己讲道。
As I believe this is an area that affects us a great deal.
因为我相信这个今天的讲题是影响我们是很有很大的影响的。
And in particular, we'll be talking about this morning is trusting in God with our money and possessions.
尤其是我们今天的讲的题目就是我们信靠神，还有 trusting in God and
in our money with our money and possessions.
我们的财富怎么？
So earlier in chapter 12, we haven't read that, but Luke discusses how we can trust in a God who knows all and then sees all.
在十二章的时候，路加他就是谈到我们怎么去信靠神，一位全知全见的神。So
we don't have to live lives pretending to be something we're not.
因为这样子，我们不需要假装去过一个戴着面具的生活。
We can also trust in a God who has authority and power and is worthy to be feared.
我们相信的一位神，他是有全能、有能力的神，他是值得我们敬畏的。
But in the end, we don't have to fear because he values you more than we realize.
但是我们始终我们是不需要害怕的，因为他是看我们为宝贵，很宝贵，多过我们所知道的。
And so our passage today, it begins with a man who says to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
今天的经文开始的时候，有一个人来到耶稣的面前说，父子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。
This is incredibly random.
这个问得太随意了。
Because Jesus is walking along and all of a sudden this man asks him this question. Ask him this request.
当耶稣在一路走路的时候，这个人突然间就来问这个问题。
Right, this is how Jesus responds. He says, "Man, who made me judge or arbitrator over you?"
耶稣就这样回答他：“你这个人，谁立我做你断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”
Right, because Jesus, at this point, he's not interested in getting involved with personal disputes.
在这里，耶稣没有兴趣卷入他们的 私人利益的问题，那个纷争。
Especially with someone like this who is interested in himself.
尤其是这个人是为了他自己的私利。
I mean, this guy's brother isn't giving him what he thinks is rightfully his, and he's asking Jesus to basically side with him for his own gain.
这个人他认为他的兄弟没有给他当得的一份，所以他就请求耶稣来站在他的一边，来为他争取他的利益。He's
asking Jesus to judge against his brother.
他就是请求耶稣来判断他的弟兄。And
so how Jesus responds is he uses this man's request to begin his teaching about the kingdom of God.
他是当耶稣就用他的这个问题来开始，他就是教导天国的道理。Right,
because as out of place as this question may seem,
其实这个是一个很无厘头的问题。This
is a request that you and I make regularly.
但是这个也是我们经常会向神请求的。
I mean, don't we pray sometimes that, I mean, God, it's not fair. Give me my share.
我们是不是经常的祷告说，神啊，这是不公平的，我要我应得的一份啊。
Why don't I have money? Why is that guy's life going so well, but I have so much trouble?
为什么我没有钱？为什么他就那么顺利，而我呢，就好像有那么多的麻烦？
But this is what Jesus says to them.
但是耶稣跟他这样说。
He says, "Take care and be on guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions."
耶稣就对，就说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
And the Greek word that Jesus uses for covetousness means the desire to have more.
希腊文的covetousness就是渴望得到多一些。
Essentially, this man was greedy.
其实这个人就是贪心。
But Jesus addresses greed by saying, "Look, this isn't what life is about."
但是耶稣说，耶稣说出贪婪，就是说，生命就不光是这样子如此的。
It's not about our things.
不是物质。
We don't find meaning in things.
在物质里面，我们找不到意义的。
We don't find our entire meaning in degrees or cars or houses.
我们在我们的学位里面，我们在我们的汽车，我们的房子里面，我们是找不到意义的。
We don't find meaning in our education, or our clothes, or our careers, or our bank accounts.
我们的教育，我们的衣服，我们的银行的户口，我们在这也是找不到意义的。
I mean, you can be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer.
你可以成为一个，你可以是一个医生、律师、工程师。
You can have big houses, drive nice cars, wear nice clothes.
你可以有很大的房子，开很漂亮的汽车，有很好名牌的衣服。
But life does not have meaning if it's all about these things.
但是生命就是，如果是都总是关注于这些事情的时候，就是毫无意义的了。
The beauty and joy you find in these things aren't true beauty and joy that will last.
好像这些事情是很美好、很喜乐的，但是这个不是真的有美好、喜乐的事情，这些事情都不是永恒的。
I mean, we think if I can only get this or get that, then my life would have meaning. My life would be complete. I would be happy.
有时候我们会想，如果我得到这些，得到那些，我就会高兴了、快乐了。但是生命不光是这样子的。
But Jesus is saying this is not how life is supposed to be.
耶稣说，生命不仅是如此的。
And then to illustrate his point, Jesus gives us the parable of the rich fool.
在耶稣，然后耶稣就用一个比喻来说明他的观点。
Now here's a guy with a problem.
这里有一个人，他有些问题。
I mean, he's too successful.
他的问题就是他太成功了。
This sounds great, right?
听来很不错啊，是吗？
His land is too good. It produces too many crops.
他的土地太肥沃了，就是太多的庄稼了。
And his problem was he had nowhere to store all the crops that he's growing.
他的农产品都没有地方去放了，他要盖都没有地方去储存了。
There's a couple things I want to say about this parable.
在这个比喻里面，我有两点想说的。
First is that success is not the problem.
第一就是成功不是一个问题。
Jesus does not condemn him for being successful.
耶稣没有谴责他，就是你太成功了，因为他太成功了。Jesus
doesn't have a problem with the fact that he had all these crops and he had to build bigger barns.
其实他有那么多的收成，他要盖更大的仓库，这个不是一个问题。In
fact, it's God's blessing to us if we're successful in that way.
其实这个是神对我们的一个祝福来的。So
what was the problem?
那有什么问题呢？
Well, let's look at the response of this rich fool in verse 19.
我们看看这个愚拙的富翁。
He says, "I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.'"
他说，我会对我的灵魂说，你有许多。 财务积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Well, this is what the world tells us what life is about, right?
The
good life.
一个好的生活。
You go to school, you get good marks, you become a professional something.
你去学位，你就是得到学位，你就成为某一个专业的人士。
You work and work and work so you can have a comfortable life.
你工作，工作，再工作，所以你有更好的，就有，让你有更好的生活。
And so that you can afford nice things for yourself and for your family.
所以你可以买好的东西给你的自己，还有你的家庭。
But this is what God says to this rich guy.
但是神怎么对这个富翁说呢？
In verse 20, he says, Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今晚必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
He's saying, if you die tonight, what's going to happen with your stuff?
他的意思说，你今天晚上就死掉了，你的东西怎么办呢？
Are your things going to mean anything when you die?
当你过世的时候，这些东西对你来说有什么意思吗？意义吗？
Right, remember back in verse 15, it says, Life does not consist in the abundance of possessions.
还记得15节说，人的生命不在乎家道丰盛。
Jesus is saying, Life doesn't consist in these things because they don't last.
耶稣说，生命不光不在于这些东西，因为这些东西都是会过去的。
Because the treasure that you have today will end up in the junkyard of tomorrow.
因为你的财，今天你所拥有的财宝，明天就会在丢在废墟里面了。And
then God says, so is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
所以耶稣说，凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
What did this man do that was so wrong that God would respond to him like this?
这个人到底做错了什么？耶稣这样回答他呢？
But look what he says.
看他怎么说。
He says, "My crops, my barns, my grains, my goods, my soul."
他说，我的庄稼，我的仓库，我的谷物，我的货财，我的灵魂。
This guy defined his life in terms of his possessions, and in the process, he pushed God out.
他是这个人，就是用他的财富来为他的生命做定义。但是在过程当中，他就把神推出去了。Everything
that he did was for himself.
所有的东西，所有的事情，他做的都是为了自己。He
said, "It was my land that produced those crops. It was my wealth."
他说，就是我的土地生产这些庄稼。
He's saying, I will enjoy it however I want to. I'm going to buy the things I want to buy. I earned it.
是我赞取的，我可以享受我所拥有的。
Does that sound familiar?
是不是很熟悉呢？
Is this where the attitude of our heart is going?
是不是我们的心态也许会是这样子呢？
See, this guy's hope for his future is tied up with how big his barns are.
他这个人，他的盼望，他对未来的盼望，他就是关系在他有一个更大的窗户。
Not in the glorious riches found in a life with God.
而不是在神的里面找到一个丰盛灿烂的生命。
See, this guy, in planning out his life, he failed to take God into consideration.
这个人，他当他在计划他的生活的时候，他没有把神放在里面。But
are we this man?
我们是不是这种人呢？
Are we too busy storing up treasure for ourselves and not being rich toward God?
我们是否忙于储存我们的财富？ 为我们自己储存我们的财富，而不是在神里面富足呢？
Let's keep going in verse 22.
我们继续去22节。
He says, "Therefore I tell you."
他说，所以我告诉你们。
He says, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, not about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing."
不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。
Jesus saying, we don't have to worry about the basic necessity of life because God will provide for you.
耶稣就是说我们不需要为我们基本生活的需要来担忧，因为神会供应给我们的。
But we have to keep in mind these crowds that gathered around Jesus when he was telling us these stories.
我们要记住，当这些人群拥挤着耶稣，这群人。
They're peasants, they're farmers, they're blue-collar workers.
他们都是农民，蓝领的工人。
They're people who may have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from.
这些人可能他们为他们明天的一顿饭，他们会担忧有没有明天的一顿饭来吃。
And then Jesus gives several examples from nature. I mean, but we'll focus on one of them.
然后耶稣也用自然界的一些举了一些例子。今天我们就会集中在
Jesus says, consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them.
耶稣说，你想乌鸦也不种也不收，没有仓库，天父尚且养活它。
But note that Jesus picked ravens here.
我们要注意耶稣在这里选的乌鸦。
He didn't pick sparrows.
他没有选麻雀。
He didn't pick a beautiful bird.
他没有选一些美丽的那个雀鸟。
In fact, I've heard one pastor called ravens basically rats with wings.
我听过一个传道人说，他说乌鸦就是好像有翅膀的老鼠。
Right. No one wants a pet raven, right?
我们不会想要一个乌鸦做宠物。
Right. No. When books talk about ravens in the Western world, they talk about death.
西方世界里面，他们讲谈到那个乌鸦的时候是死亡。
I mean, they're dirty and ugly.
又脏又丑。
So when Jesus is basically saying, "Look, consider these rats with wings."
耶稣基本上耶稣这样说就是，你看这些。 有翅膀的老鼠,
they do nothing but scavenge.
他们什么都不用做, 就是不断的觅食,
and yet God takes care of them.
但是神照顾他们。
I mean, how much more does God love you if he takes care of ravens?
如果神照顾乌鸦, 他照顾你会多, 更多吗?
We are the people that he created in his own image.
我们,
how much...
我们是神创造的，照着他形状来创造的人。
How much more will he take care of us?
他会照顾我们更多更多。
And yet we have so many worries in our lives.
但是我们仍然有很多的忧虑在我们的生命里面。
See, but anxiety and worry about life is based on a confusion about what God is like.
焦虑跟担忧就是基于我们对神一种困惑。
Right, because those who know the Father will know him as the one who is capable and committed to providing for his people.
如果我们知道我们的天，认识我们的天父的时候，我们都知道他是能够，也承诺会供应给他的子民的。
God will provide for you.
神会供应给你的。
You can trust in that.
你可以信靠他。
But he's not going to provide for you so that you can spend it all on yourself.
当然他不是供应给你，然后你就自己都把它花光了。Because
as Jesus says, that's foolishness.
因为耶稣说那是愚蠢。Only
fools do that.
只有愚笨的人才这样做。So
what's the solution?
那有什么解决的方法呢?
What are we to do instead?
那我们应该当怎么做呢?
This is what he says in verse 29.
他在29节这样说,
Do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you.
你们不要求吃什么，喝什么，也不要挂心。这都是外邦人所求的。你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。
He's saying, don't live like...
要先求他的国和他的义, 这些东西都会加给你们啊。
He's saying, don't live life setting our hearts in the pursuit of possessions.
我们不要把我们的心就是追求一些这些物质。
Set our hearts on his kingdom first.
我们要把我们的心放在他的国度上面。
I mean, before all we're doing is worrying about the things that give us security, like careers or money.
如果我们只担忧一些我们以为我们能给我们安全感的东西，就好像我们的职业啊，我们的钱财啊。
We're not, if we're doing that, we're not really seeking the one in whom we have the greatest security.
那我们只是没有寻找寻求那个给我们更大安全感的。
I mean, if we trust in our careers and money, we're saying we don't actually trust in God.
如果我们只是信靠我们依靠我们的事业我们的金钱，那我们就没有信靠神了。
If we truly knew God as Father, we know He is committed to us.
如果我们真的认识知道神是我们的天父，我们知道他已经承诺了给我们。
And because we know that he's committed to us, we know that we are freed from all these concerns about trying to find security for ourselves.
因为我们知道神已经给我们承诺了，所以我们知道我们会免去所有的担忧。
And by extension, we are in turn free to orient our lives completely around the expansion of God's kingdom.
接下来把我们能自由的把我们的生命定位在完全一个完全的环境当中，去扩展神的国度的计划上面。
And Jesus says, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
耶稣说，这是神的喜悦。
God wants to give you the kingdom.
神愿意给我们这个享受他的国度。It
gives God pleasure to give you this kingdom.
神乐意是给我们他的国度。His
power, His authority, His presence, His grace, it's a pleasure for God to pass these things to you.
他的权力，他的全能，他的同在，他的恩典。 他是乐意去送这些东西给我们的。
But notice this, the kingdom of God is opposite of the world values.
但是我们要注意，神的国度是跟世界的国度是相背而行的。
See, the world is like the rich fool earlier who wants to live the rest of his life relaxing, eating, drinking, and being merry.
那世界呢，就是好像 就是这个愚笨的妇人一样，无知的妇人一样，他就想过他的一生，就是吃喝玩乐的生活。But
the kingdom of God is in verse 33.
但是神的国度就在33节里面。Sell
your possessions and give to the needy.
你们要变卖所有的，周济穷人。
You see how vastly different that is.
你看到那个区别吗?
I mean, can you get a sense of how beautiful a world this would be if this is the norm?
那你有没有感觉到，如果这个世界有这个用这个准则的时候，这个世界变成是多么的美丽呢？
I mean, just Jesus says, provide for yourselves. In verse 33, he says, provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
耶稣说，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，永不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，从不能住的地方，因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。
And I have to be very clear here.
我要搞清楚,
it's not a bad thing to have big barns.
拥有很大, 巨大的仓库,
It's not a bad thing to have money and to be wealthy. It's not a bad thing to have good jobs. Abraham had huge barns. Right? Solomon had the biggest barns of everyone. But the question this morning is, what does your bank statement say about yourself?
但是问题就是今天的问题就是你的银行结单会告诉你什么呢?
Because your bank statement and where you spend your money on tells us a lot about where your treasure is.
你的银行的月结单它会告诉你的你花的钱然后它就会告诉你你的价值到底在哪里了。
Right, and Jesus says, "Where your heart, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Because when Jesus tells us to store up treasures in heaven,
因为耶稣说，告诉我们，我们要资存财宝在天上。
He's telling us to believe that in the end, the Father has all we need, and that He will provide for everything for us.
他是告诉我们要相信，到最后，神是我们所最终是神是我们所最需要的，唯一所需要的。他我们所需要的，神都已经为我们预备好了。We
are to seek Him and pursue Him, and we are to seek Him and pursue Him.
我们要寻求他，追随他。
And in so doing, He's going to use us to invest what He has given to us into the people that need him.
若我们这样做，他就会使我们，他就会使我们运用神所赐给我们的东西，投入在需要他的人的身上。
There are 2,103 verses in the Bible.
这里有两，在圣经里面两有2,103个经文。
That refer to God's heart for the poor and the repressed.
就是关于神的心对穷人，神对穷人的心被欺压人的心。
And when the Bible's talking about the poor and the oppressed, it's talking about the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, the single moms, the unemployed.
这些人就是一些寡妇啊，孤儿寡妇啊，外邦人，外国人啊。 外来人啊，那些单亲的妈妈，然后又是没有事业的人呐。
Let me give you one example of these 2,100 verses.
让我给，在从2,100多个经节里面，我给你一个例子。
Isaiah 1:17, it says, learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause.
以赛亚书一章17节，学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。That's
one out of 2,103.
这个是其中2,100节的其中的一节。I
mean, that's a lot of verses to tell us where God's heart is.
这里有很多的经文是告诉我们神的心到底是怎么样的。As
we follow a God. Who in his infinite wealth did not consider something to be grasped or hung on to.
我们跟随的一位神，他是拥有无限的财富的，但是他不会认为他需要去紧紧的抓住他这些东西。
But he gave it up and became infinitely poor because his heart was for the weak and the poor.
他宁愿放弃。 这些，他宜愿放弃一切，成为一无所有的，就是因为他的心就是为了怜悯这些穷人，软弱的人。His
heart was for the oppressed.
他的心就是 for，就是为了受欺压的人。Right,
his heart was for the poor.
也是穷苦的人。And
if we think about it, we are the weak ones.
当我们想。 来，我们深深的想一下的时候，我们都是软弱的一群。We
are the ones who are oppressed by sin.
我们都是被罪恶所压着。We
are the poor in spirit that Jesus came for.
我们在灵里面也是非常贫穷的，然后耶稣来找我们了。
But then Jesus comes and he frees us from all of that.
耶稣来，他是释放我们出来，从这些东西里面释放我们出来。
And he makes us extravagantly rich in him because we are heirs to the kingdom of God.
然后他让我们成为非常的富有，因为我们是成为在神的国度里面，我们成为他的后嗣。
And we are made heirs to the kingdom in order to pass on the same freedom and riches to the weak, poor, and oppressed in our world.
我们成为后世，是为了我能够把这些自由的信息传递给那些软弱的人、贫穷的人、受欺压的人，在世界上被欺压的人。
I mean, do we realize how rich we are in Christ?
我们有没有意识到我们在神里面是多么的富有呢？
Do we realize how much we've been given because of the provision of the Father?
我们有没有意识到神给我们很充充足足足足足的供应我们呢？
I mean, do we realize that life does not consist in the abundance of our things?
我们也有没有意识到，生命不光是不在于家道丰富了。
Because the more we spend on ourselves, the less we can spend on the kingdom.
因为如果我们为自己多花一点，我们就在神的国度里面，我们就小小小花一点了。
Where's your heart at?
那我们的心在哪里呢？
Because where your treasure is, there will be your heart also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Let's pray.
让祷告。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are the great provider.
神啊，我感谢你，因为你是伟大的供应者。
We thank you that Father, if you take care of the raven.
我们相信神啊，如果你照顾天上的乌鸦。
But how much more will you take care of us?
你会照顾我们，会更多更多。
I pray that we would find our life in you.
我们祈求我们能够在你里面找到找到我们的生命。
That we would find our meaning in you.
那我们能够在你里面，我们找到生命的意义。
And not in our possessions.
不是在我们的财富。
So Lord, help us.
所以帮助我们。
Strengthen us to live the life you call us to live.
给赐力量给我们，让我们可以过一个你喜悦的生活。
Help us to seek your kingdom first.
帮助我们先寻求你的国。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
谢谢你，我们祷告奉耶稣的圣名祈求。
Amen.